Troy Turner is on the phone. He is the editor of the Opelika Auburn News. He is the guy who said famously now in Alabama that if he were to endorse Roy Moore's opponent, there would be bullet holes in his building. I think he was speaking rhetorically, but we've spoken to him once before and we've called him back. Troy, you're on WGN in Chicago. How are you today? Hold on. There you are. Troy, are you there? I'm going to push the button. Okay. Troy, are you there?
I am.
Hey,
Thank you.
Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, be clear about that again. You did say that in an interview to the Washington Post or somebody, right?
About the bullets?
Yeah.
Yes, that was in passing, and it was something to just kind of talk about the passion of how folks are into this down here. It's a pretty volatile situation in some families and even across churches. It's pretty crazy.
And so while you said that, you also don't endorse his opponent, but your editorial about the election said that Roy Moore is not a good candidate either, and it was your hope that the party would swap him out for somebody else down there, that he would quit the campaign and somebody else, a different Republican, would step in. Am I right?
Yes, correct. We just feel like there needs to be a return of integrity of some kind to that office, and raised the question that with so much going on with Roy Moore, not just the recent allegations, but keep in mind he was tossed out of office twice in the Supreme Court here, and will he be able to keep that office? And, you know, there's a lot of talk now, John, about whether that's part of the strategy with the Republicans to get him elected, but then not have him seated and possibly something like the governor end up appointing someone. So there's all kinds of rumors going on around that.
What's the weather like there today?
It's a great day. It's a great day, and from everything we're hearing on the voter turnout, there's a lot of folks at the polls today.
You know, they always say special elections are poorly attended. You would imagine if ever there was one that would be well, it is this. Do you know what the percentage of people are that they expect of registered voters to vote?
Yeah, they expect anywhere from 20 to 25%, which is low overall, but actually pretty good for this type of race in Alabama. So that actually would be a good number if it got up to 25%, but it's very difficult to believe in any of the numbers on any of the polls. There's just been so much disparity in some of them, but on the street, the mood is that there's a lot of interest and a lot of turnout. We're getting a lot of local polls here. We're getting folks that are having to wait in line, so that's a good sign.
I just can't imagine not voting today in Alabama unless it was physically impossible for me.
So who does the big turnout? It's a weird one, right? Who does it help? Because Roy Moore would be hurt by discouraged Republicans who stayed home, so a low turnout could actually help Jones in a way. I mean, can you figure out who would be benefiting from a high turnout?
Yep. Most of the local or state political analysts have always said that Moore would be the one who would benefit most by the big turnout. Moore's voters, especially the older voters, are very dedicated, very loyal, and very good about turning out to vote. And that's a big part of his base. However, that's changed somewhat in the last few days because Doug Jones has had such a big push from the Democratic Party. He's had a lot of campaigns, and he's been out and much more visible. There's been a lot more effort to bring out the black vote. There's just been so much going on and a lot of momentum there that I think now they're looking at it the same way, that turnout is in their favor as well. So it's going to be very interesting tonight to see how this ends up.
Roy, Troy Turner's on the phone line. He's the editor of the Opelika Auburn News down there in Alabama. He's been kind enough to come on with us a couple of times and sort of key us in on what's going on. Did he really ride a horse? Did the candidate really ride a horse to the polling place today?
That's Roy Moore. I mean, he's the same guy you've seen in some of the clips where he's got his cowboy hat on and he pulls out his little pistol and this, that, and the other. That's part of his persona. He did indeed ride his horse to the polls, and it's kind of interesting because both Doug Jones was close to Birmingham, and he turned out, and both had very big crowds to welcome them, and also apparently both had a hard time just getting to the poll to vote because of so much media around them. So there's a lot of attention here.
We had Uncle Henry on from one of the radio stations down there who does the morning news station or morning news on a station down there. Do you know who he is, by the way? He was a nice guy. He kind of talked to us yesterday a little bit about it. And I got the feeling that he was loath to vote for Jones, but, you know, he didn't like Moore. And that was sort of the quandary that a lot of people like him were in.
It's exactly it, John. I mean, it's and we've talked before, and your listeners who heard us speak earlier know, it's such a dilemma for so many families, because you're right here in the Bible Belt, and you've got so many folks who have just so traditionally voted in this ruby red state, but at the same time, the charges that came up against Moore were very serious. And it goes beyond that. It's not just the charges from of late with the sexual misconduct, but there are also a lot of people who are not happy with the fact that he did get kicked out of office a couple of times before, and they're looking for that consistency and integrity that needs to be back in there. So, yeah, you've got some folks who just will not do anything but vote for the Republican ticket no matter what, especially when you've got their president coming out and saying, hey, you know, I'm backing Roy Moore. You should, too. It's very important, that swing vote that we've got to have. And yet, you got a lot of people here who just think it's the wrong thing to do. And so it's just everything you've heard.
Donald Trump does march to his own drummer, doesn't he? I mean, what's hanging over this election are these allegations about inappropriate contact with women. And then he has this bizarre slur against a female senator today on the day of the election. If you needed any reminder, the treatment of women is in play. There's the president behaving badly on Twitter again today.
Yeah, I mean it's and that's what's made it tough. We've had trying to get more and more as a newspaper and as the media here on the local level, trying to reach out to get that voice. And we had a columnist today who represented, I guess you could say, a female voice. She's a columnist and she writes a lot about faith. And it was kind of interesting her take. She took a role where basically saying for the good of the party we should punt, and her concern was we do not want to have such a backlash that it's going to affect 2018. So yeah, it's there's no easy answers here.
I'm going to let you go, but did you have a prediction for us?
No, I'm not going to bet on this one. The mood on the street, the feedback I keep hearing is Moore has a slight edge. But I think the Doug Jones supporters are very encouraged, so it could be very interesting.
Uncle Henry told us yesterday, he said that he thinks Roy Moore wins by 8 to 10 points. He's curiously able to play the victim card. You know, the elite media, the swamp, the Democratic Party, whoever, they're all against him, and we need to rally as good Alabamans around each other, and that's Roy Moore on a horse.
That sounds very typical. There's a lot of mistrust for national media, and a lot of people think it's because there's a hidden agenda that they're behind the Democratic side, and they don't like that. And yet, the irony of it is you have somebody like Steve Bannon come into town who's very out of state. And you know, it's very interesting what all's played out here.
Hey, listen, good luck to you. I know you've got a busy day in the news today and tonight, I suppose. So I'll let you go, Troy. I'm going to call on you one more time down the road here, but thanks for your time this afternoon.
You bet. I enjoy talking with you.